Hello.
Hello.
Blast off. Dish is with us again.
Hello.
Hello, Dishy. We have so many shout-outs. Somebody's breathing very heavily into their mic.
It's not me.
It must be Dishy.
Must be up my nose.
Please okay. Move it. That's better. I don't mind if you breathe.
You make me breathe heavy.
I know. All right. Crystal, and then came Crystal.
And then came Crystal, and then came Crystal.
She said... What?
Vamos!
She finally got home. She was thrilled to hear Bet's sterling rendition of Dirge Without Music. And she sees public readings in your future, Bet.
I see pubic readings in my future. Sorry.
I don't even want to know what that means.
Or readings in the public restroom, one or the other.
She's got some questions. Is it acceptable for a woman to use the men's restroom if the women's bathroom is full and there's a line?
I say absolutely yes.
She says no because most women would be outraged if a man walked into the women's bathroom. Which is true. I don't know. I've done it before. If there's nobody in the men's room, I might do it. Should special parking spots for pregnant women be abolished? I say yes, she says.
Yes.
Single-driveless women should get the better parking spots since we're
you
not adding
to the overcompensation. If you're pregnant.
Yeah, that's right. And she said something happened to her last post. I wanted to ask Bet if she remembered
the Patty Hearst
case.
I noticed it said Patty Hearst and it had a bunch of dietary things on
it. Yeah, I didn't know what happened there. It was like some special code, so I ignored it. Dishy, you're still breathing too heavy.
I'm not breathing heavy.
Well, the mic is up your nose.
She's looking at a picture of Marcello Mastroianni.
It's all right.
I moved it.
Okay, again. And she says, fuck off to people who use staycation. All right, that's enough of Crystal.
I do remember Patty Hearst. If you want, what little I remember, if you want to ask me sometime, Crystal, I'd
she'd be pleased
remember
to see,
I was like
to tell
13.
You everything she saw on television about it.
Yeah.
Bet is an expert on the Patty Hearst case because she saw it on TV.
When I was 13.
Marla says she knew that Hawaii was the only state that had a royal palace, and she said, I should have known too. Well, I didn't. You have not been up since 6 a.m., I suspect.
I say to you.
BLFD says, Conan, Jay, or Dave? Please say Dave. I say Dave.
I say Dave.
Absolutely Dave.
Did she? What do you
say?
Conan is number two for me.
Conan's two.
As long
Jay's
as we don't
just
say
off the radar.
Jay is not even on. Yeah, Jay's not even on. I would probably even pick Jimmy Kimmel over Jay.
I can't take Jimmy Kimmel. Just
I would
take
go Dave, Conan, Craig Ferguson.
Craig, yeah.
And then probably Jimmy Kimmel. And then Jay, and then, what's his nuts? Who's the guy who's in, Who's the guy who's
Jimmy
in...
Fallon.
Fallon, yeah, hate him. Hate him.
Yeah.
Crystal's left us another poem. This one's about drowning. We won't read that. Because Mr. M's not here to play happy music on the thing behind us here. Dishy, we have a shout out for you.
For me?
You're so dishy.
What did I say?
You said, holy cow, Patrick is a master movie mashupper.
He is.
You're absolutely right. Crystal says, I thought you could pick one of these or answer. You know what? Let's come back to those, because we have a guest this episode.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, Crystal didn't know that. She left that comment about an hour and a half ago.
I mean,
we're trying to get through them. But there's two more after this. Lily says the couple's marriage is doomed to success. Not. Mike gives us the answers to the quiz. Let's just cut to the chase. After three rounds, it's Bet 18 and me 14. I'm catching up.
Catching up.
Clean sweep and score 5-5 on the instrumentals. Let's see. What did we miss? We miss that old Black Magic, Louis Prima and Keeley Smith.
Oh, that's awful. I feel bad about that.
Stump and I should die.
You don't have to be a star to be in my show. Oh,
you
how
have
I should
to be
have
a
known
star,
that.
Baby. Stumbling In, Susie Quattro and Chris Norman. And we also missed Tramp, Carla Thomas and Otis Redding. I don't feel bad about that since I never heard of it. And then one more from Crystal. She says, why was the bride allowing the groom to act that way? Marla, we've gotten plenty of comments on your episode, so clearly people were able to hear you. Please stop worrying about it. She's all freaked out about her episode. I know. It's sad to be Marla. Let's Dishy, quiz us. Let's do more trivia.
Okay.
We're ready.
What U.S. state raises the most turkeys?
Ding.
Heidi.
Texas.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Ding.
Matt.
Bet?
Massachusetts.
Nope.
That's what
California.
California?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should have said Alaska. That's where Sarah
not
Palin was in front
probably,
of that one.
Probably not anymore. We got rid of all our turkeys. We sold all our turkeys.
For magic beans.
All right. What century was the setting for TV Star Trek?
Oh, ding.
Heidi?
The 23rd?
Correct.
Yes.
Marla, I don't think I can hear you anymore. Ugh.
Where are Graz and Linz?
Graz and Linz?
Yep.
Could you spell that?
Graz is G-R-A-Z and Linz is L-I-N-Z. And here's a hint, I've been to both of them.
Oh, they're two cities? Are they cities?
Yes, they're two cities.
Austria. Ding.
That's right.
Austria.
Ding.
All right.
One.
One, one. One all.
All right. What part of the body does lacrimal fluid lubricate?
Oh.
Lacrimal.
Lacrimal fluid?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What part of the body does it what? Lubricate?
Lubricate.
Ding.
Ding.
That was Bet.
That was Bet.
The breast.
Nope.
Ding.
Me old black.
Ding. I got you. Okay. The elbow.
No.
Well, but why would a breast need lubricating? An elbow might need lubricating. It's a joint. It's
flow
not a move.
From.
No.
Oh, flow. I'm sorry. I thought she said lubricate.
I did say lubricate.
Thank you, Bet.
I thought it said what? What does
body?
Lacrimal fluid flow from?
Lubricate.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes
sense. All right, well, what's the answer?
The eyes.
The eyes.
All
right.
Hell. All right.
Still one all.
One all. Who made his first appearance on the cover of Mad in 1956?
Ding.
Heidi.
Alfred E. Newman.
Correct.
No way. That was a full ding ahead.
Mm-mm.
Full that ding ahead.
Full ding ahead. Damn the torpedoes.
Where were the 1936 Olympics held?
Ding.
Ding.
That was totally Heidi.
Berlin.
That's right. That was another sort of Hitler question.
It's just our
did you think you were ahead of me that time?
Yes.
I was so full on ahead of you that time.
See?
Clearly ahead.
Seconds.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that in the eyes of you all.
No. I know. I know, but I'm surprised at how far our lag is. So if you think that you were ahead of me that time, you must really think you were ahead of me all the times that it's been nearly tied. I'm just perplexed at the lag, that's all.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dishy.
What's the capital of Iowa? Bet.
Come on, Bet.
Iowa, capital.
Pierre. No, that's South Dakota.
Ding! Des Moines!
Des Moines, yeah.
Yes!
Des Moines was too obvious.
That'll teach you to ring
I
it early.
I had a good ding and everything.
That was a great ding.
It was a great ding. What prints are used by breeders and trainers to identify dogs?
Ding!
Bet.
Nose.
Right.
Oh, good.
Did you hear that, Milo? Give me your nose.
I don't.
He's on my lap.
You gonna take me, Milo?
My
to
neck.
A, you gonna take Milo to a breeder?
No. He's a mutt. A lovable mutt.
We got time for two more.
Okay. Who starred as Gilda opposite Glenn Ford?
Ding.
Ding.
Heidi.
Rita Hayworth.
Right.
Yes.
Who was the first man to appear on the cover of Playboy?
Ding.
Bet.
Hugh Hefner.
No.
I was going to guess that, too. Ding.
Yes?
John F. Kennedy.
Nope. Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers? Ooh.
I know.
I hope he was wearing clothes.
Yeah, I think that on the cover they all wear clothes.
Yeah, I hope he was wearing clothes on the inside, too. I hope he always wore clothes.
However, the Pink Panther was buck-ass naked.
Oh, all right. This was fun. Dishy, yeah. What was the score?
The score was Bet 3 and Heidi 5.
Woo!
Yay. I'll shake your hand.
Shake.
So are we done?
Yeah, I think this will be the last one.
Alrighty, yeah. So then it goes in your name. Congratulations.
Yay!
On your $5 donation.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Very good. It doesn't matter whose name it's in.
It matters that we get 25 more bucks
that's
for the American
right.
Cancer Society. So
that's right,
awesome.
And a good solid hour of trivia.
Yeah, no shit. That was so much fun, Dishy. Thank you so much for being with us all this time.
Thank you, Dishy.
You're free to go to bed now if you like.
Why, thank you.
You're also free to stay up and keep listening to us if you want to do that.
Free to go to bed with anyone you'd like.
Really?
Yes.
Within reason.
Needle mosquito.
What? You're going to go to bed with a
mosquito?
Oh,
no, needle
mosquito. I thought you were going to go to bed with a mosquito.
Same here. I thought
before you wasted your time.
Yes, seriously.
Well, I have this fetish.
A mosquito fetish. I'm just trying to picture that, and never mind.
It don't. It's
okay.
Not pretty.
We have to go. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back in another half hour. Another guest coming up.
And thank you, Dishy.
Thank you, Dishy, so much. Yay.
Yay for me. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.